John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for whatever you please, and you will get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit and be my disciples. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one can have greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you. And I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. My command to you is to love one another. St. Francis de Sales is probably one of the most attractive and loved saints, a man of extraordinary ability, a man of tremendous compassion and meekness. He wrote his famous work, Introduction to the Devout Life, in order to point out to people that clergy and religious do not have a monopoly on holiness, that holiness is for everyone, and everyone, no matter what state they're in, can attain to a great holiness. He had a great interest, and an interest which is being revived today, in the spirituality, the nature of friendship. His great friend, Jane de Chantal, and himself explored the simultaneous expression of human and divine love. And for Francis, the degree of friendship will be perfected because it comes from God and tends towards God, God being the link and the assurance of its eternal endurance. He notes the role of particular friendships in the lives of Christ and the great saints without imperiling their perfection. Perfection, he says, consists in having friendship that is good, holy, and sacred. His great meekness, for a man who had achieved so much, he was so humble, his great meekness led him to say, if there was anything more excellent than meekness, God would have certainly taught it to us. And yet there is nothing to which he so earnestly exhorts us as to be meek and humble of heart. In that meekness, he had a tenderness that was particularly displayed to the reception of sinners, of apostates and other abandoned sinners. And when these prodigals returned to him, he said with all the sensibility of a father, come, my dear children, come, let me embrace you. Let me hide you in the bottom of my heart. God and I will assist you. All I require is that you do not despair. I shall take on myself the labor of the rest. And when he was accused of being too soft on sinners, he would say, are they not all part of my flock? Has not our blessed Lord given them his blood? And shall I refuse them my tears? If Saul had been cast off, we would never have had a Saint Paul. Francis gives us such wonderful encouragement in true friendship, great encouragement in great charity and love for the sinner, and just a great desire that people, ordinary people in every walk of life, can be saints. I'm sure St. Francis de Sales' message is as important today as it was in the 17th century, that troubled, disturbing, uncertain time that he lived, a time like our own in many ways. And may St. Francis de Sales be with us. Amen.